This past week, to the surprise of, well, nobody, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the temporary stay of President Trump's executive order regarding travel and immigration restrictions for refugees and immigrants from seven terrorist nations. And there was nothing about the hearing and the back and forth went on between the three judges on the Ninth Circuit and the various attorneys. What was mainly absent and lightly touched on was the law that was the root of President's executive order. It happens to be Title 8 of the U.S. Code, Section 1182F, which was enacted as Section 212F of the Immigration and Nationality Act, and it's entitled Suspension of Entry or Imposition of Restrictions by President. It reads as follows. Whenever the President finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions that he may deem to be appropriate. So apparently in the eyes, the ears, and the minds of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, a law does not just have to be constitutional, it has to be politically correct as well.